So it's only appropriate that we bring in former NBA coach and player Sam Vincent. Sam, how are you?
Hey, Amy, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. We're rocking and rolling, Sam. We're just getting ready for some basketball tomorrow night. And let's talk a little bit about this matchup. How do you like the matchup, San Antonio, who's been resting for about 3 months at this point, against Miami, who played a really, really tough seven-game series against the Pacers?
Well, you know, I think being a pure basketball enthusiast, I think we're getting a classical, ideal, wonderful matchup. We've got two veteran teams that have both been to the championship, teams with superstar quality players, and teams that really know what it's all about to get the game to this level and be able to produce. So I think this is going to be a wonderful matchup.
All right, Sam, let's get down to it, though. Chris Bosh stunk for Miami in the Eastern Finals. He was not good at all. How does he avoid that from happening against the Spurs?
Well, you know what? I thought he really had a tough matchup. And as we both know, Ben, when you come to big NBA games, it really comes down to the matchups. And Chris Bosh, not being one of your more power forwards, really struggled with the inside play of the Pacers. But I think now when you look at the players that he's going to go against in San Antonio, I think this is a matchup where he'll be able to shoot his outside jump shot. He'll be able to be a little bit more free or get into the basket. And I think it's a little bit more in his favor.
Sam Vincent is joining us right now. Sam, Tracy McGrady is saying that he may retire after the NBA Finals. Do you think that if Miami wins a second championship in a row, that might change his mind to try to come back?
You know, Tracy McGrady's had a wonderful career, and I know he's got to be licking his chops thinking that he's got a chance to win a championship ring and possibly even play. He came back from China where he went over and played very well. I think right now he fits into that system extremely well. He's a smart ball player. He's a veteran. He knows how to score. So he's a guy that I think is right now thinking he's at the end of his career. He ends up in San Antonio with a chance to get a ring, and I'm sure he's hoping he gets a chance to get on the floor during the series.
Sam, you coached in the NBA. You coached for a while after you were done playing. If you're Greg Popovich, put yourself in Greg Popovich's position here. The Spurs haven't played since May 27th. Don't they have to steal game one? That's the real advantage they have with all this rest, do they not? How do you approach it with that game one after all this time off?
Well, I think you're right, Ben. I think Coach Popovich has got to be excited about all the rest his team got. The fact that this is a little bit more of an aging team and a team that had some injuries and was really kind of banged up going into that last series really, I think, bodes well for them. But I think coming against a younger, dynamic, fast-paced Miami team, Coach Popovich has got to have his concerns, even though he probably feels like their legs are fairly well rested for the beginning of this series. Game one, tough winning in Miami. I think they're going to come out focused, ready to play. I think the building is going to have a lot of energy. And I don't see San Antonio coming away with a victory in one or two.
Hmm. Sam Vincent, former NBA coach and player, is joining us. I love what you just said. But Sam, you worked with the Bobcats. You also worked with the Nigerian Olympic team. So the question needs to be asked. And the Nigerian women's Olympic team, let me just state that. I need to ask the question, which team was better?
Well, the Nigerian women's team, we did something that no other team has ever done. We went to the Olympics and we won. The Bobcats team, you know, I got nothing but love for the Bobcats still. And that season, Amy, we won 32 games. So, you know, they dropped off a little bit after I left. But look for the Bobcats to turn around. I think Michael's going to really, with the new hiring of Steve Clifford, get things going in the right direction. And I expect those guys to get things going and eventually be a playoff team.
Sam, your reaction? No more Bobcats. They're changing their name in a couple years. They're going back to the Hornets. What was your reaction when you heard about that?
You know what? I wasn't surprised. I was not surprised. From what I understood then when I got there, that the name Bobcats was a name that was settled in by the former owner, Bob Johnson. And Bob Johnson is no longer involved in the same capacity, so it's no longer Bob's Cats. And obviously they had a lot more success as the Hornets, so I think that the name change is probably very fitting.
Sam Vincent is joining us on Fox Sports tonight. Sam, I have to ask your prediction. You had such a bold prediction as to, you know, the first two games, but who do you think is going to win this whole thing?
You know, I love both teams. I honestly do, Amy. I love Coach Popovich's style. I love their discipline. I love the way they play defensively. They're one of the best. That's why they're there. But I think it's a team that is aging a little bit and may not have the endurance to get to a game seven and still have what it takes to compete against a fairly young team, a team that's still kind of up and coming, a team with the world's best player, and a team that I'm sure is going to try to expose them and create a faster-paced game. So my prediction is it goes six games, And I'm
going to
go 4-2 Miami.
All right, Sam. And we've been kicking it around. We mentioned it. Amy mentioned it earlier. Karl Malone leaving Michael Jordan off his all-NBA team. You know, Michael, you worked for him with the Bobcats. What was your reaction when you heard Karl Malone doesn't have Michael Jordan on his all-time NBA team? How can you do that?
Absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And you know, I didn't get a chance to read deep into the article. I saw a flash where Kyle was, I guess, on one of the ESPN shows and announced his top five, and he left off Michael and Magic. And if that is in case a fact that interview did take place, there's got to be a punchline somewhere behind it, because there's no way in the world you're going to come up with the best of all time and not have Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson.
Wow.
You actually broke one of Magic's record, right, in high school? Sam, you broke his – I think I read somewhere you broke his scoring record, right, in high school?
Well, you know, that was a long time ago, and it's funny that from time to time people still remind me of that. But, yes, I was fortunate enough to grow up watching Magic in Lansing. I played at Lansing Eastern. Magic played at Lansing Everett. And Magic's scoring title was 57 points. I'll never forget it because I was at the game that he got to 57. So some years later, never thought I would get to that point. But you know how it is when all of a sudden you're in that zone, as they say, and the shots were going down. And at the end of the game, I ended up on 61.
Wow. Sam Vincent, by the way, joining us on Fox Sports tonight. That's pretty cool, Sam. And that's something that, I, you know, it's fun to tell your kids, your grandkids, your grandkids' grandkids.
Well, you know, it's a fun story around Lansing, Michigan. You know, I say it all the time. My brother Jay and Magic, during that time, were my heroes. They were my idols. Growing up watching them play high school basketball and then going on to Michigan State where they won a championship, I'll never forget those years. So definitely had a big impact on my interest in playing basketball and largely how I viewed the game growing up and playing.
Well, do you still hold the record?
I still hold the record.
Woo-hoo!
Nobody's got the 61 yet. And you know, it's looking pretty safe. Every year I do a little scouting report on all the high school players just to make sure nobody's close to getting my record. And from what I see coming up the next few years, I'm pretty good.
Well, Sam, I'll tell you what. You are such a great guy. We are so lucky to have you on the show. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, guys. Enjoy the finals.